Welcome, dear listeners, to your favorite podcast, Bigfoot and Bob, I guess.
Ugh. You doing okay there?
Let me have some more cereal.
You can't. Don't eat into the mic. Listeners, this is a nightmare.
Let me wrap my blanket a little closer around me.
So Layla is not a morning person. We're recording this episode at 6:30 a.m. Because
Ryan's a jerk.
Because we're very busy people.
Maybe this is the day where I discover I have time-traveling superpowers.
What makes you think that?
I'm trying really hard to stop this with my mind so I can go sleep and then record with a fresh brain. The afternoon brain, if you will.
The afternoon brain is of a much higher density than the morning brain. I'll give you that.
Your brain is dense. The sun's not even up, really, when you think about it.
Sun's up somewhere.
Yeah, and it's 4 o'clock somewhere, and I wish I was there on the beach with all my podcast friends, and we could all drink strawberry daiquiris together and laugh and laugh, and oh, we would laugh.
That sounds like a fever dream.
Oh, how we would laugh, all my podcast friends.
A bunch of podcasters were just laughing uncontrollably.
And podcast listeners.
I tried to ask them what was going on, but no one would respond. They just kept laughing.
And we were all wearing our cutest bikinis and drinking out of coconuts. And there was sand, but it wasn't getting everywhere like it does because it was a perfect moment. And we laughed and laughed. And Aqua was playing on a boombox.
It was surreal and horrifying.
Oh, how we laughed.
All these 40-year-old men in bikinis.
In the heat of the night. We are having a fiesta. Turn back time, somebody.
If I could. But it is the morning, and here we are, and it's time to podcast. So given that it is so early, I thought this week's creatures could be the wonderful and varied world of breakfast cereal mascots.
Yeah. The only early risers of the monster world. Let me just slurp up the last dregs of my...
Please stop. Stop it.
I guess I'll just let it get soggy.
So how do we do this? Is it like, which one's the most iconic? Which one would win in a fight?
Which one's
the most dangerous?
Which one is the sexiest?
Oh, come on. We don't need that.
Sexiest cereal monster. Actually, I think I know the answer because I've been online for the past 4 years and I know it is, in fact, Tony the Tiger, according to popular opinion polls. And he does count as a monster because he's a tiger that walks on two legs and plays soccer and can speak English.
Yeah, so I think what qualifies most of these to be monsters is that they are either talking animals or gods or supernaturally imbued in some way.
With horrendous powers.
So don't at us. This is technically fair game.
Unless we talk about a cereal monster that is literally live video of a Bengal tiger roaring and pacing, I don't want to hear about it. Monsters is monsters. And that includes the dog from Speed Racer that snickers and holds his hand over his mouth.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought we would get some more Speed Racer fans in with that one.
Yeah, good job. They'll definitely be like, wow, they said the words Speed Racer.
Yeah. In our Hanna-Barbera episode, you'll get to hear more about all of our favorite characters from Speed Racings.
So stay tuned.
First, let's address the real monsters in the room.
Us.
Yes, we were the real monsters all along. For exploiting these poor monsters for our pleasure.
You have reached the Shyamalanian twist at the end of Bigfoot and Bob. Congratulations.
Like Freaks, the movie. One of us. One of us.
Both,
you know.
Of us. Both of us.
Yes. Wait, am I a cereal mascot? I'm sitting in a box eating cereal in the morning.
I don't see any cameras, but they might be filming a commercial right now.
They wouldn't want us to see the cameras, would they?
Shit. You're in a prison of your mind.
And a box.
Okay, so the sexiest mascot is Tony the Tiger. That was easy. Who would win in a fight? Who is the strongest?
Out of all the cereal mascots?
The most powerful.
Hmm.
I know who's the weakest.
Well, don't spoil it.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs guy.
I was literally going to say him for the weakest.
He has that, you know, Coke strength.
Oh, my God.
Cocoa strength.
Yeah, yeah.
Coca.
No, cocaine. I don't think that's enough, though. You got a leprechaun that can make rainbows and cast spells and shit.
I guess any of the ones who regularly get their favorite things stolen by six-year-olds are out of the running.
Yeah, so there's Sunny, the Cocoa Puffs bird.
Sunny.
Out. There's the Trix Rabbit. Out.
Oh, way out. I could take that guy.
He's literally a rabbit with a disguise kit.
I could take that guy, and I just woke up. There's, you know, Toucan Sam could probably put up a pretty good fight, but he's just not good at navigating is the problem, because by the time he gets there, there are already little kids munching on his shit.
Well,
but we never see the aftermath of the commercial where he knocks them the fuck out.
Knocks them out? No, he shreds them with his pointed beak.
Like,
which
a...
would have been easier before the nose job.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Toucan Sam used to have a much bigger beak, and it's shrunk over the years. I know. It's an epidemic.
We're not a bloid, Ryan. We can't go spreading unsubstantiated gossip like this.
What the hell is a bloid?
You know, tabloid.
Oh.
Celebrity gossip.
Well.
I'm trying to be hip.
Watch the tapes and let me know.
We also have some scandalous nude photos of the Cookie Crisp Wolf sunbathing in his backyard.
He is also out. Same reason as Sunny.
Yeah.
Okay. We each have to choose a champion and then we'll decide between us who wins. I choose Lucky the Leprechaun.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I choose Frankenberry. Kick that leprechaun's ass. He's big, strong, never gets beaten by little kids as far as I can remember, which is not...
He does get scared off by an umbrella that one time.
But he's big and strong.
Yeah, but Lucky can conjure shapes and rainbows, and he's casting all kinds of magic.
Mm.
Between children and Boo Berry, Frankenberry and Count Chocula get scared off 90% of the time.
Lucky's a bitch, though.
A bitch that can beat your bitch's ass.
Okay, here's the thing, because we both know the answer to who would win in a fight with the cereal mascots is also Tony the Tiger, because he's the only one who gets out of the house, plays sports, is confident, looks the camera in the eye.
He is so jacked.
He's jacked as fuck. He never gets beat up by little kids. He's always scoring goals on the kids.
Yeah, he's dunking on kids.
You don't
is it still
dunk
called
in
dunking
soccer.
When it's soccer?
No, it's called goalin'.
No, dunking on them in an emotional
goalin'.
Sense.
I'm a goal on you.
I don't think it's that.
I put the goals on you.
I think he's scoring on kids.
Oh, no.
Are you changing your champion?
Yes, Tony the Tiger also.
Okay, Tony
sexy
the Tiger
and strong.
Oh, my God.
He's the whole package.
Tony the Tiger versus Lucky the Leprechaun. What's the goal? Is it death? Is it to the death?
Yes.
Okay.
Either that or trying to steal each other's cereal, which...
I'm pretty sure that Lucky can't die.
Beg to differ.
He's a magical creature.
Magical
he's,
creatures
he's like...
can be killed. How do you think unicorns went extinct?
I don't know. He's always, like, jumping off cliffs and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he can, like, flutter around, but he's a mortal being of meat and
flesh.
Oh, yeah.
He can fly.
Yeah, Tony the Tiger can kick a soccer ball at him and knock him out of the sky and then tear him in half with his tiger teeth and claws. He's a being of meat and flesh, otherwise he wouldn't want to eat cereal to sustain his skinny little malnourished form.
He doesn't need to eat cereal.
It's a balanced part of this good breakfast.
I know how balanced it is. He doesn't need to eat cereal. He just has it. He always has the cereal.
And
the
he's eating it.
Kids are always trying to steal it from him. And
because
they
want him
succeed.
To starve and die.
Or maybe they do. Do the kids get the Lucky Charms?
All the time. They're always after me Lucky Charms.
Yeah, they're after them.
Wait, where was that Mickey Mouse?
I don't know. It was...
Tony the Tiger would eat him because he is a tiger. And he's not only a tiger, he's a buff tiger with good social skills.
How do good social skills help you in a fight?
He has an army of loyal children. In all the other cereal mascots, they're antagonistic with the children. The children want to kill them and eat their cereal as spoils of war. Tony the Tiger teaches the kids. He nourishes them. He's a friend and mentor. He dunks on them constantly, and they are his army, his personal little army of greedy-fingered, tiny little shrimps running around, and they're the ones who always defeat the cereal mascots. So at a word, Tony the Tiger says, "Go, my young and healthy athletes who I have taught to play soccer and many other sports." And they're like, "Yes, ha, ha, ha." And they skitter over, and all the other cereal mascots are like, "Oh no, my one weakness, children, real-life children."
Okay. I will grant you that Tony the Tiger has an army of children.
Thank you.
My counterpoint, I'm changing my champion to Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Oh, God damn it. He has a full name?
Yes. That's Captain Crunch, captain in the Navy. Also, his ship is crewed by children.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a child laborer. He's not a monster, though, is he? He's a human man. Yeah.
His cereal stays crunchy in milk. That is magic, and I will not hear otherwise.
He's a normal semen.
We are discussing a milky semen. A victory between cereal mascots, and you cannot exclude him on those grounds.
I exclude him on the grounds.
He has a supernatural ability to circumvent child labor laws. And keep his cereal crunchy, and that's enough for me.
Okay, so you have a face-off where it's...
It's just two armies of children.
But
against one
once
another.
The children kill each other, mm-hmm. and there are only our two champions left on the battlefield, Tony the Tiger will use his claws and teeth to kill Captain Crunch and eat his body.
Captain Crunch will use his aircraft carrier to shoot.
He doesn't have
Tony
a goddamn aircraft carrier.
He's a captain in the Navy.
In an
the
old-timey Navy.
Okay, that's fair. Old-timey Navy. Cannons. He has mucho cannons on his ship.
Yeah, and Tony the Tiger, with his super awesome skills, will catch the cannonball and dunk it into the side of the ship and sink it.
Okay, first of all, we just established Tony the Tiger doesn't dunk. Second of all,
he can do everything.
A cannonball is a lot heavier and moving a lot faster than a soccer ball.
Yeah,
I don't think he could. I think
no human could.
If he can catch a cannonball,
he can.
Then he can catch bullets.
Yes. I don't see what your point's supposed to be.
Oh, my God.
Tony the Tiger, God.
Okay. Fine. I'm trying to find Tony's weakness, but I don't know that he has any weaknesses.
He does not.
Okay, fine. Tony wins in a fight.
Yes.
What's next?
Who's the best cuddler?
Oh, come on. Now you're just...
Team Tony!
No,
maybe Booberry, if he could make himself corporeal. He might feel like a really soft cloud. But he does strike me as a little creepy. I don't think he'd be a safe cuddler. Tony the Tiger would be respectful. And he has those big arms. Did you see him in Zootopia?
Yes, I saw him on the subway in Zootopia.
I really thought we were going to focus more on like the actual Halloween cereals with the monsters, but Tony, fucking Tony, taking the gold.
You know, there would actually be some drama to a boxing match between Tony the Tiger and Frankenberry.
They do have big muscles.
Yep.
They're probably about the same size.
Here's the thing. You know what? Frankenberry might win that because Tony is so kind and loving. I don't think he can get fierce the way that Frankenberry can.
You were just saying about how Frankenberry is a wuss who's scared of umbrellas and magical shapes.
He's scared, but hold a torch in front of him and he'll go nuts.
Tony the Tiger doesn't have a torch. He has stripes and fur.
Yeah, but I do.
Okay, so you're going to...
He's my champion, and I'll be like, look at this, get mad, and send him in like
Jesus.
That.
Jesus. Okay, but Tony the Tiger has great social skills, and he's very well adjusted, which means he's confident. He, even though he is kind, he knows when it's time to battle and when it's time to back down.
When have you ever seen him battle?
On the field.
And he is always a great sport. When the game is over, he says, good game.
Yeah, but the game's not over yet.
He doesn't hurt people to win.
Have you seen
him? He's better than that.
He shoots goals into those children's stomachs and knocks them backwards into the goalpost.
Oh, yeah.
And then he goes over and he's like, what now?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that Frosted Flakes commercial where he puts a hole through a kid.
Well, in the 80s, he was on roids.
I mean, everyone was on roids in the 80s. I don't think his charming has anything to do with it, because Frankenberry does not comprehend social cues.
I'm just saying, Tony the Tiger is the most mentally well-adjusted serial mascot. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
I think him and Frankenberry in a boxing ring, both aggro, I don't know which way that would come out.
Mm. We're currently taking bets. We'll put up a Twitter poll some point later today, and you
when
can tell us.
When the sun's up all the way.
You can tell us who would win in a boxing match between Frankenberry and Tony the Tiger.
Ooh, question.
Answer.
Why aren't there oatmeal mascots?
There's one.
What?
The Quaker Oats Man.
Oh, no.
He already has dominance in his field.
I would beat the shit out of him on principle. Hate that guy.
You know why they call him Quaker, right?
Because
his enemies quake in their boots. Look at that guy's face. Look at that face.
I want to punch it.
He's got...
Yeah, let me get out my box of oatmeal.
He's got a hidden...
Here it is.
He's got a hidden power. You just know there's something insidious beneath the surface.
Yeah, the power of religious tyranny and subjugation.
Exactly. What's killed more people in the history of the earth than religion?
Not tigers.
Not tigers.
Fuck. I'm gonna kill that Quaker son of a bitch if it's the last thing I do.
I'm gonna pull that buckle off his hat and shove it up his ass.
Actually, I should just call him a witch.
Yeah, just point at him and say, witch!
Witch! I saw him doing oatmeal witchcraft. He put cranberries in his oatmeal.
Quaker Oats Man communed with the devil.
I saw him in the woods last night, dancing in the nude.
I saw Mr. Quaker put a spell on Goody Oatman.
I saw Goodman Quaker go behind the barn and eat the flesh of a black goat. And then he took a child and he placed it inside the carcass and the goat came back to life.
Well, suffice it to say, Quaker Oats Man is burned at the stake.
Yes. Thank God. It's about time.
Hmm. Or more realistically, drowned or stoned.
Maybe crushed under some very heavy rocks. More oats!
Stone ground oats.
Oh, and then we eat him.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Okay, so I'm also going to grant best cuddler, I think, to Tony, because while Booberry might be...
Soft like a cloud.
Soft like a cloud. There's an emotional component to cuddling, you know?
Yeah.
Hugging your father is very different than hugging a stranger the same size as your father.
As I have found out many a time.
And I think Tony the Tiger has this sort of paternal,
and he has kitty fur
warmth.
And he purrs. Oh, can you imagine being hugged by a big old tiger who's purring?
Are you trying to turn me into a furry?
No!
I shall not yield. I don't know what you're doing. All right. Strongest, Tony the Tiger. Best cuddles, Tony the Tiger. Sexiest, Tony the Tiger.
Win the boxing match? Tie.
Jury's still out on that one.
How about most cunning?
Most cunning.
Because I would like to introduce three team players who we have not yet seen. Three insipid and insidious little monsters.
Okay.
Who know their craft well. Snip, Crockle, and Pip. The Snap, Crackle guys. And Poppy,
yes.
The baby. I think if Snap, Crackle, and Pop teamed up with the Lucky Leprechaun Man, those four insipid little elves would have a real team going, and they would probably be able to take down even the likes of our magnificent Tiger Man.
You think so?
Maybe. Because they're very sneaky, and they're very small, and they have magical powers.
Hmm. Well, if smallness is an advantage, then I'd like to throw in Busby.
Oh, that son of a bastard.
Also charming. Also kind.
No.
Small,
evil.
Quick, does karate.
No.
Yeah?
Evil, buzzing, tiny, Machiavellian, striped, but not in a good way. Anthropomorphized bad, and not a girl, like he should be. Hey, where are our lady cereal mascots, by the way?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point.
What the hell? Hey, cereal? I want to see girl cereal mascots, and not just for like a novelty pink marshmallow fluff strawberry flavored cereal.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I know, but that's not the point.
Oh, hey, we're on the same page.
Lady cereal mascots, this is a call to action. Make the bee a girl, for God's sake, because that's just, you know, scientific accuracy, which is what I look for in a cereal mascot. Ooh, what about instead of bees, you have a rival cereal that's called, like, Nectar Nut. Nectar Nuts. And it's...
No!
Ants.
No!
Nectar Nut Crunch.
How about Red Fire Ants Biting Your Tongue cereal? You open the box and it's full of fire ants.
But there's a toy inside every third box.
There's a toy at the bottom, so you gotta reach all the way down through the ants.
My pet anteater, Anthony, will take care of that.
You've killed your pet anteater because he's slurped up the decoder ring.
No, he slurps up everything but the decoder ring. Anthony is a smart guy. Anteaters are great, by the way. Can I take a quick detour to talk about how no one appreciates anteaters? Because they have those big, beautiful, bushy tails. They have those humongous, terrifying claws. And then they have those beautiful, innocent little beady eyes. And they're humongous. They're way bigger than people think. And they stalk across the pampas, searching for ants to sustain their huge bodies. And they rear up on their hind legs. And you're like, whoa, I'm not an ant, but I'm still scared. So Nectar Nut Crunch is my new favorite cereal, and it has a girl ant mascot named Antonia.
Antonia.
Or Bridget would also work.
Why?
I feel like an ant would be named Bridget. And she's a more realistically anthropomorphized ant, so she has, you know, mandibles.
Compound eyes.
Yeah. An exoskeleton and six legs and beautiful antennae that wave in the wind.
Antennae?
Do you want to die today?
Do I want to die, Antennae?
Hi, welcome back to the new and improved Bigfoot.
Bob was eaten by ants.
Or a tiger.
Welcome back to Bigfoot and Tony.
Bigfoot and Tony.
It's okay.
Oh, no.
It's mediocre.
No.
Well, I think we've taken up enough of your time with this nonsense.
It's been a milky time, but I think we'll crunch you later. I'm awake now.
Yeah, you are. Did you finish your cereal? No, not now.
No.
Later.
It's soggy anyway. You need to pour me a new bowl.
You should get that Horatio Magellan crunch.
Actually, can we take a real quick second?
Yeah.
Most cereal isn't very good. And also, we forgot the two most important and terrifying monsters of all.
Mm.
The guys from Apple Jacks, the weird little apple and the cinnamon stick.
The grumpy apple and the racist cinnamon stick.
Yeah, and they're like animated in this really strange semi-stop motion way or claymation.
It depends. It's either computer animation or it's stop motion.
And they're weird and yucky, and it's like, oh, I'm going to eat this wrinkly, gross, grumpy apple out of a box.
They exist solely to explain why their cereal is so terribly named.
But the thing is, it's my favorite cereal.
Man, if it's Apple Jacks, why does it taste like cinnamon?
Oh, my God. It's my favorite cereal, but I hate those little guys. I think they would win in any of these fights just because everyone else would be like, ugh, no. No, thank you.
Or step on them by accident.
Also, I know the Flintstones are technically cereal mascots at this point, but...
Oh, yeah.
But I hate them.
Okay, so Tony the Tiger versus Fred Flintstone on a Brontosaurus.
No, he doesn't get to... That's...
Tony gets soccer balls and an army of children.
Okay, so as long as that's established... Then yes, Tony the Tiger and his army of children will still win.
The children swarm the Brontosaurus.
It has
and eat it to
a
the bone.
Very, very long and extended and thin weak point, which is a snappable neck.
It's thin when you take the thing as a whole, but when you're up there snapping it...
Tony has strong arms.
Oh, you know what? There would be a benefit to having Cap'n Crunch there, because it would be very similar to scaling a mast.
He's not the cabin boy. He's not the...
That's true. He sits in his...
He's an admiral,
in his
almost.
Tub of milk.
Oh, yuck.
And orders people around.
With a big spoon.
Mmm.
Yuck. Why are you mmming at that?
because cereal is good and you're wrong.
Okay, what's your favorite cereal and your least favorite cereal before we go today?
Okay, my favorite cereal is Frosted Cheerios.
Because boring.
We never had sugary cereals when I was a kid, but
oh,
on your
sad
birthday,
backstory.
Ooh, exposition. Settle it. But on your birthday, you get to choose one box of sugary cereal.
That's really sad.
And my birthday is in December, and around the holidays, they have Frosted Cheerios because they're like snowflakes on them. And so that was my special cereal.
Shut up. So cute. Oh, poor little baby Ryan. I'll buy you Frosted Cheerios today.
And my least favorite cereal is Special K, because fuck Special K.
Okay. So my favorites, there was that time on my 21st birthday where Ryan was great at giving presents, and he bought me a big 5-pound bag of just the Lucky Charms marshmallows.
I'm the best.
Yeah, that was super great and exactly what I wanted. So I poured a bunch of vodka in and I shook up the bag and then I drank it and then I disappeared for 72 hours. I vibrated out of this plane of existence.
It was awesome.
But technically my favorite cereal that you can buy in any stores is Apple Jacks. And my least favorite cereal is Reese's Puffs because...
What?
I want to eat it all the time, and every time I see it in stores, I reach for it, and Ryan smacks my hand away. And if it didn't exist, then I wouldn't have to deal with how much I want it and love it and need it in my mouth. And I just, there's chocolatey, peanut buttery crunch. It tastes so good, and it's so raw and dirty.
Well, if you're going to pick two favorite cereals to be your favorite and least favorite, I'll let them know her actual least favorite is Grape Nuts.
Yeah. Grapes don't have nuts, guys.
Not anymore. They put them in the cereal.
If anyone took my nuts and made it into a cereal, I'd be mad.
Send us your favorite cereal. We are on Twitter at Bigfoot and Bob. You can also send us an email, bigfootandbob@gmail.com.
And please, when you're done with your bowl of cereal for the morning, leave us a review on iTunes, and you can talk about how we're wrong about cereal mascots in the body of your 5-star review.
Yeah, absolutely. Send a 5-star review and type, Tony the Tiger is... not sexy.
He's a big ball of yiff.
I never want to hear you say that again.
Leave us a 5-star review talking about how I should never say that sentence again.
Layla's a furry. I can't stand it. 5 stars.
If I seriously see that exact review, I'll be so happy. And reviews help us out a ton, you guys. The more reviews you get, the more fun stuff you can do, and the more, like, fun... like, maybe we'll do some videos or some extra media things, and maybe we'll do more crossovers and, you know, all sorts of fun shit. Oh, also, remember when you used to go camping and your parents would get you those mini boxes of cereal that were just, like, a one serving, and it was all the best cereals?
Yeah, I remember that from summer camp.
Let's go camping with some tiny cereal. So this has been Cereal. I'm sorry, I wanted to make that joke the whole time.
Well, I'm glad that you almost avoided doing it.
Oh, yes.
Hey, and if you're looking for something to listen to after this, go to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot and pick up The Serial Murders for free. It's by Diane Mott Davidson, and it's about murder in a high school.
Or pick up Skinny Dip by Carl Hiaasen, one of my favorite authors.
You can get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial of Audible's service and access to over 100,000 audiobooks if you go to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot. It's easy.
Yeah, and you can also listen to tons of Carl Hiaasen books. In some of them, the characters eat cereal.
Presumably.
Yeah, from what I've heard.
Well, if that's all for now, we will see you next week.
I've been Layla.
I've been Ryan.
And the truth is in here. A-do-do-do-do, cereal times and monsters and stuff. A-do-do-do-do, that's our theme song now. I rewrote it because Ryan's not very good at making theme songs.
Hey.